Speaking up for the rest of America, I am Steve Gerber, America's voice. God bless us all for being here on a Friday, June the 21st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. The UK is about to get a new prime minister, and the race is down to just two possible successors to Theresa May. We're going to take you all the way to London for a live interview today. Number two, the Supreme Court hands down one of the many closely watched decisions in the court, and a 7-2 decision stands for religious freedom and religious liberty. And in the end, that means the cross will stand. Big news, big surprise, good stuff. And number one, Iran's targeting of a U.S. drone in international airspace has escalated the tensions between the two nations. But in a surprise move, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, first authorizes a military strike against Iran and then says, stand down. He says, stand down. This is a huge development. How many times in American history have you known a president to say, let's do this, get some more facts, whatever it may be, other mitigating factors, and says, wait a second. What's really going on? Because one of my concerns yesterday was this. The United States has enacted the sanctions against Iran that have worked very well. The financial squeeze on the Iranian regime is very effective right now, crushing them. Their economy is barely breathing. And so the Iranians have continually escalated their behavior in the Gulf. First, it was an attack on Saudi Arabian tankers back in May. Then it was a Japanese tanker and some others a week ago. And then it was the shooting down of a Navy drone just a couple of days ago. Iran is posturing, provoking an attack. They're doing everything they can. And the question you have to ask yourself is why? It seems to me that the Iranians feel that it would be better to go to war with the United States, at least briefly, and maybe that would break open a backdoor economically to some of their distant friends in Europe, potentially. Iran's willing to do anything right now to break the stalemate, to break the vice grip of sanctions that are crippling its economy. So the president steps up, goes to the Situation Room with a whole host of people that were involved with taking us to war in Iraq. He listens to what they have to say. He says, fine, we're going to go. We're going to have a limited response. So says Mitch McConnell and others. And they go into the Situation Room. They come out with a plan. And up until about 7 o'clock Eastern time last night, that plan was thought to be rolling out. But somewhere along the line, the president says, stop, put on the brakes. Let's wait for a bit. Let's reevaluate. Was it a mistake by Iran? The president says it was, but was it a mistake because they did it? Or an out-and-out mistake because it happened. He commented while sitting with Justin Trudeau yesterday at the White House. Here's what the president had to say. It's bite nine.
Iran made a big mistake. This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
Mr. President, how will you respond?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
Mr. President, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out they made a very big mistake.
It seems to me the Democrats are also trying to provoke the president. They would like nothing more than the president to have some sort of a military action against Iran. Something that didn't go well. Believe it or not, politically speaking, the Democrats would say, listen, it's Trump's war. Trump's war. Trump took us to war. It's Trump's war. It'd be the political card they would play from now until November of 2020. But the president came, looked into the abyss, and then looked back up and said, not yet, not now. But he did make it clear the United States military is ready, willing and able to go to war with the Iranians if they need to. And this notion, you've heard this before, somehow the Iranian, you know, military is being paraded about and touted by some on the left as, you know, this force to be reckoned with. The United States military will steamroll the Iranians, and it won't take very long. Believe me, they may get a punch or two in here and there, but the Iranians are no match for the United States military. The fact is, nobody is. And that's still the truth. China doing their level best to catch up. Russia the same. But on the field of combat, the Iranians would stand no chance whatsoever against the Americans. None. Do you really think these little speedboats are going to stand up against the United States Navy? The drones, the guided missiles, the Tomahawks, please. No chance. None. None whatsoever. And so I look forward to hearing why the president decided to step back from this perch. And right now, I'm glad he did. America has no appetite for war. None. We've been in Iraq for years. We've been in Afghanistan longer. It just seems to me that America has no appetite for war unless you can show a clear reason for doing so. And right now, it looks like the Iranians are doing everything they can, as I said, to provoke a confrontation with the United States. It's their back door out of this mess. We're not delivering cash on pallets in the middle of the night. Not doing that. We've drawn a hard line. We've left the bad deal. The Iranians say they're going to enrich uranium. I don't think so. You watch. That will come to an end because someone, the United States, possibly the Israelis, will put an end to that. Nobody in the Middle East wants the Iranians to have nuclear weapons. Nobody. And so as we watch this unfold, you have to wonder, where is it going? It's an abrupt reversal. A halt to what would have been the president's third attack in the Middle East. Two other attacks, one in 2017, one in 2018, both targeted Syria. The White House declined any comments, by the way. No comments so far as to what changed and why the president went from the war room, the Situation Room, saying a limited, measured response to we're not going to do anything. The strike was set to take place just before dawn today and was going to be minimize the risk to Iranian military and civilians, but military officials received word that that was being shut down and called off. But that possibility of a retaliatory strike still hangs over Washington, still hangs over the nation, still hangs over the nation of Iran. But right now, this morning, I give credit to the White House for having a measured response to that measured response. War should not be taken lightly just because we have bigger tools in our toolbox and bigger weapons in our arsenal. You know, it's the right thing to do to reconsider, I believe. So we'll talk about this coming up a little bit later on the program. A little bit later on the program, Raymond Tanter will be here. He is considered to be the world's leading authority on the Iranian regime. Raymond Tanter will be here, the president of the American Committee on Human Rights, author of President Obama and Iran, Terror Tagging of an Iranian Dissident, and Egypt, Islamist Movements. Raymond Tanter will be here to shake it and break it all down for you. Also, Mick the Brit, David Coleman on the ruling from the Supreme Court, and so much more. It's a Friday here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Big stories breaking all around us, and we'll get to the bottom of them like nobody else. We'll be right back.
More than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.